This is Mac from Celebrini, and you're listening to Signing Guru.
Yep.
Boy, they got a tough opener going up against the 49ers Seahawks.
Yeah, Thursday night.
Yeah, two home games to start the season for the Sharks.
We'll be at the Veranda, so we'll miss that one.
Thursday and Saturday.
We're
going
to go Saturday.
Not going Saturday now.
What happened?
I can't.
Seattle.
Just like the Berkeley game.
What did you?
But you tried to make it.
Seattle.
What did you? It was something you wanted to come out with.
No, we got to get into Aaron Rodgers and the powers these athletes have because I'm sick of them. Like them. I don't sports like them. The person. He's a fraud. And to get Robert Saleh, you got my own offensive coordinator and Hackett. He needs to. You got him the job. You stunk it up in London or wherever you guys were Sunday. I watched that game. I was up early, Steiny. Yeah. And then I hate bad things that happen to good people.
Who's a good person?
Robert Saleh.
How do you know?
Wow.
He's a coordinator.
No, he's a good community guy here.
That won zero games for him.
It's not
zero.
You don't feel bad for him?
No.
They were the fourth rated defense in the league. Why is he fired?
Because when you're the head coach, you're in charge of everything.
My quarterback's decision making?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes, you are.
This stinks, man. And the dude don't like his
overmatched
family. He ain't cool with his parents. He's whack. I'll say it to his face. Aaron Rodgers is whack. I'm catching hell.
Why?
Know Taylor Swift. Shout out to my boy Tyshawn. Mm-hmm. She's not an R&B singer. Who cares? She's an artist.
Some people care about getting things right. I don't know. Maybe that's why it's important.
And I got her name right. Taylor Swift.
Right, but she's not.
I got her in
she's
my
not
genre.
R&B.
She's R&B to me.
Okay,
now,
well then you don't care about being wrong. That's fine.
I'm right for me.
Okay.
I ain't trying to,
Yeah, you're
I'm sick of her. Sick of her too.
You're the worst. How can you be sick of Taylor Swift?
You really mean it?
Yes.
They show her like she plays
and that's
a
her
position.
Fault. And that's her fault?
She knows what stage. Take and a that, play. Like Snoop,
oh,
take a playoff.
Oh,
take
so,
a playoff. My boy
okay.
Snoop.
So she just can't watch a game in a suite.
No, I just hate that I'm watching a game and they like.
So
she's not part of it.
Well, wait, so she's a cameraman too? She gets to put the camera on herself.
No. And
so in other words, she has nothing to do with who's putting her on screen.
We just,
why is that her fault?
We are slaves to attention. Just show
she
me a Chief game without panning to what's going on with her. She's not part of the experience for me. And frankly,
okay.
I'm sick of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then don't watch. Because Roger Goodell's got a sense for what makes money in the NFL. In a way, you don't.
Could explain some calls in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I mean,
yep.
You always have been a 49er apologist. So
please.
The last place you've gone, I mean, the last place you can still go is the officials.
Yep.
Otherwise, we'd have two. We'd have two in the last 5 years.
No, I just deal in facts.
Yeah. And so the 49ers have been hosed, right, by the officials?
There's some videos out there floating around.
You ought to be ashamed.
I said there's some videos out there floating around.
You ought to be ashamed.
And she's R&B.
J-Dog.
But that's where you're getting it wrong.
What's new, Jonathan?
Hey!
I mean, this is just unbelievable. Let's go. Oh. I was going to go to J-Dog. He thought he saw some positive signs with Kyle Shanahan.
Well, that's a must. Can't wait to hear that.
He's not there anymore. What do you think the biggest issue is with the Niners right now? 2-3.
And I'm being real, and we've been together 7 years. What if I told you the biggest issue is I don't know what the biggest issue is? It's like it's a tie. It's coaching. It's injuries. And if what you're saying and Baldy's correct, Donnie, they've gotten slow right before our eyes – then, man, I don't know how seriously.
Can I be honest? If it's true, okay, if it's true that the 49ers have gotten older and slower, well, then it's nobody's fault. And they're doing the best they can. They really are. I mean, if a guy's older and he's lost a step, well, whose fault is it?
And that's why I'm not ready to say that's what it is.
So tell Baldy.
No, Baldy's great.
Oh.
But he's saying what he's seeing right now. Stoney, again, not to question Kyle. We can do it. It's not a misdemeanor. 9-22 in the red zone with J.P. Mason, Kittle, Ayuk, Juwan Jennings, who could catch a ball in traffic. We've seen it. And Debo, how are you not? I'm just asking.
They were 0 for 4 on Jennings targets in the red zone. 0 for 4 when they went to Jennings.
Okay. So
there's 0 for 4 right
now,
there.
Now, what if we, and he threw, it was Purdy's fault, a bad ball to Kittle that could have got him in the end zone, but he had to catch it and his momentum took him out of bounds. At what point do we start saying, well, let me see what 85 is. Can we just feature them
he
more?
He scored a touchdown.
Okay, that doesn't mean he can't score two.
No, but he scored a touchdown on the first.
Yeah, and that was the one.
Yeah.
And then five others, you did nothing with it.
I'm with Willard.
Which is?
You know, I mean, we can always look back and say, well, Kittle should have had two. And, you know, were you thinking that at the time? Mm. And you acknowledged yesterday you weren't.
Hey,
Clinton Oakland. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
talk to us, Clint.
Signing, you're awesome. I played.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, well, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Steiny, I played golf with you over at Metro one time. Great guy. Good golfer, too.
Thank you.
What's wrong with the Niners is Brandon Staley. I'm actually a San Diego Charger fan, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, Brandon Staley is a terrible, terrible defensive coach.
You don't have to ask that again.
Can't let that guy near anywhere near the defense.
Oh, well, no. He's not. Sorensen is the defensive coordinator. I feel like you're going in on the wrong guy.
I'm just saying, man, look at the defense from last year compared to this year. Look at the Chargers defense from last year compared to this year. The guy's trash, man. That's all I got.
Thanks, Clint.
That's like saying, hey, the assistant coach is good. I mean, the head coach is fine, but the assistant coaches suck. That ain't cool.
Well, let's go to our resident Chargers expert, Evan Giddings. Yeah. Evan, Brandon Staley, trash or no?
Are those my only two options?
Trash in the middle or
I
no?
I got an answer.
Well, first of all, the Chargers defense is not really that much better. But I'm not a huge fan of Brandon Staley.
There you go.
His job, evidently, or at least according to description, is game planning during the week. So if you feel like the game plan defensively has been poor, then maybe Staley is the culprit.
And I love my brethren here in regard to the reporters in the Bay, but I'm not hearing the right questions to Kyle.
Well, you can go down. You have a credential, right?
No, I'm serious. Like, you think
no,
I'm
serious
playing.
About you having a credential.
Dressed. You think I'm playing.
No, you are.
No, seriously.
Well, then get down there and ask
Kyle,
the question.
Kyle, what's going on with your unit?
You don't have to ask that again.
Why are you 9 of 22 in the red zone?
Scheme.
You can stop asking
whose
that
job
question.
Is that, Kyle, to scheme it open?
You'd get swallowed up down there. Kyle would just, oh, God, would he put you
do you
in
mean
your place?
That?
Yeah, yeah. He would give you the old Don Nelson. Is this your first football game, son?
Possibly.
No, you're 9. If you guys are, yeah. your team is
we were number one in the and we were number one last year in the red zone. We'll get it fixed.
All right.
Yeah.
What about the defense?
We'll get it fixed.
We'll see. Robert Saleh is available.
We have our defensive coordinator, Nick Sorensen.
Staley.
Let me ask you. So we should fire Nick right now?
No, I know.
Okay, well then, why are we talking about Saleh?
Well, I don't know if you know this, Kyle, head coach. Right now, some feel like Sorensen's getting a pass. Steve Wilks was under major.
Should we fire him 5 games into the year?
No, I'm not saying that.
Well then, let's go shut down those Seahawks.
Woo, McDonald.
Seattle.
Oh God, what's his first name?
Mike.
Is that right?
You don't know that?
I'm just asking you.
Yes.
You know what, Evan?
And I'm, you know
Evan,
what?
Well, even, what if I would have said, what if
you
his first name was Terry?
Then you
like,
would have
what
been
would
wrong.
That have cost me?
Exposed. You would have been exposed.
Right. Sports talk radio is not Google.
No,
they got
it ain't.
A thing Google. It's about coming with fire hot
Wikipedia.
Takes on what you see.
You gotta Google
if you want to be a nerd and go in front of a computer, you can type it up. I'm in the business of giving opinion.
Yeah.
So had his name been Terry, I still got the last name right. It was McDonald, and you know who I'm talking about. But these nerds, I ain't into that. I'm not your guy for that. I'm going to give you a fire take. I'm
Is that
a fire.
Your Will Clark?
Dude, oh my.
Oh, man, boy.
Will for president.
You're the worst. Do you have any?
Will came for the analytical people. Dude, I'm telling you, man. It's funny. Oh, my gosh.
All right, I'm going to play it, even though it's out of place right now. I'm going to play it.
EDD for some people.
This is who Guru lionizes, people like this.
Farhan was the one guy that I heard that was relieved of his duties. I haven't heard about any more changes.
I'm not going to beat on Farhan that bad, okay? But he had his fingers in everything, especially analytics. That's first off. And second off was he made out the lineup. Oh. All right? Bob Melvin would want this guy in the lineup. He'd want that guy in the lineup. Farhan would trump him.
Oh,
so, you set yourself up. Because that's Melvin's job. That's the same thing that happened, you know, with Bochy. Bochy would put a lineup in and, we need to scratch this guy. We need to scratch that guy. Look, the reason that these guys have managed in the big leagues for 15, 20 years, they know. Dusty Baker knows, all right? They know exactly what's going on in their clubhouse, and they have gut instincts on things. And you need to stick with their gut instincts. Not everything is statistical. And while I'm talking about that, all of you statistical guys that are in the San Francisco Giants organization, you better watch your ass too, because you might be gone as well.
Oh, hey, Stoddy, come on now, boy. Wow, Will the Thrill. That was a ride, so
he,
man.
Hey, well, he ought to talk to Buster Posey, who apparently said there's a very real place for analytics.
Come on, I'm having some fun. Analytics, they matter.
Look at Will Wojnarowski Clark, who break in that Farhan had something to do with the lineups.
Well, shout out Shams with the new job at ESPN. Hey, I got to say this, though. Stoney, I'm crying inside. I always heard the rumors and whispers that the lineups were given to the managers.
And you never believed it?
Never. No, I didn't want to.
But now you do because of Will Clark.
Yeah, he's telling you.
Well, everybody's been saying
so
that.
How are you a manager? The Earl Weavers, the Jim Lelands, the Bochys. No wonder he got out of here and won a World Series.
Now, yeah, it was a really tough choice between Donnie Walton and Marco Luciano.
Wow.
Gut check would have really saved the Giants this season.
What can I do with that?
You know what you needed to start doing when you watch sports? Keep your eyes open. All right? It's not the time to go watch the games again.
Watch the game again then,
Steiny. Call back, lady.